And right now it is time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to start our day. And so, Pastor, we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
All right. Thank you very much. This is Pastor Kaufman from Faith Community Church on Anderson. I've got some readings here that are taken from the Catholic Give Us This Day booklet. The Gospel reading according to Luke, first chapter, verses 26 through 38. They are entitled, Hail, Full of Grace, Lord, the Lord is with you. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. But Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no relations with a man? And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her, the gospel of the Lord. And the reflection on those verses is entitled, A Home for God. God calls a peasant girl in a remote Palestinian village to bear the child who will be God's long-awaited Messiah. God asks her and her fiancé to do something common and unremarkable, yet profoundly important and demanding to create a home for his son. As most of us have learned, creating a home demands much more than the tangibles of wood and brick. To create a home is to secure a place where spouses and children are always welcome, always accepted, always loved, without limit or condition. A home is not just a shelter in which to eat and sleep and play, safely protected from the elements. A home is a place of compassion, forgiveness, and peace for all who dwell within its walls. That is what God asked Mary and Joseph to create for his Christ. And from their home will come the one who will recreate humanity into a family of all peoples and nations. God's Son will reveal to people of every place and time the way home to the Father. And that is what God asks of all of us in creating our homes, to make places of safety and acceptance, of love and care, of support and reconciliation. God dwells in every place where parents pray with their child at bedtime, where moms or dads have their awkward talk with their teenager, where a spouse holds their dying beloved's hand as they enter into eternity. On this solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, we celebrate that from the time Mary was conceived in her mother's womb, God was preparing her to bear his son and make a loving home for him. In our compassion and patience, may God find a dwelling place in our homes in every time and season. And I'll end with a prayer. May God favor each one of us with love and mercy in our home through Christ, whose coming we eagerly await. God bless and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Pastor Scott Kaufman joining us from Faith Community Church. Thank you once again for sharing the Word of God with us. And tell us about Faith Community.
Well, we like to eat. I think I've told you that every time I've been here. And we still like to eat. And we're a traditional worship service, and I'd like to promote our Christmas Eve service, but we put it that early so you have time to get home and be with your families during the night. So 4 o'clock, and we have a traditional worship service. We have organ music, and we just love to have you come. That's 1126 Anderson Avenue in Maumee. Small little church. We have no barriers like steps or anything like that, so you can come right in. And if you're elderly and you have a walker or a wheelchair, we'll wheel you right in there.
All right, and do you have a website or any or Facebook that people can go to find out more information?
Oh, gosh, I knew you would ask that. I got to go to my wallet. How about my phone number?
There you go. We can give folks that. That
would be good. 887-1976, and I'll tell you what our website is.
There you go. Okay. All right, fair enough.
Hey, easy number to remember, too.
Yes.
1976.
Right, exactly.
Pastor, thanks so much for being in with us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.